Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for the sermon is the lesson just read. Authority is a strong force in our daily lives that every one of us must reckon with. Many times, authority can make the difference between getting a job done and leaving it unfinished. An example of the power of authority is the man who had just purchased a new car. The car was a lemon from the day he bought it. However, he could not get proper service and repairs from the dealer. And so, in disgust, he wrote to the manufacturer's public relations man and asked that he use his authority to persuade the dealer to give him proper service. The public relations manager wrote to the dealer and said that unless you give your customers proper service, your franchise will be discontinued. Immediately, this customer began to receive the proper service. Authority does make a difference. And in this text that was just read, we see that Jesus' authority makes an even greater difference. First, the authority that Jesus has as the Son of God makes a difference in his teaching. Jesus had just come into Capernaum with the four disciples that he had just called, Andrew, Simon, James, and John. He goes into a synagogue and begins to teach. The people notice something different about Jesus' teaching. The people were not just pleasantly surprised. It says they were astonished and overwhelmed at the words that he spoke. And immediately, a glaring contrast came to mind. The people thought of the contrast between the teachings of Jesus and that of the scribes. For it says, he taught with authority, not as the scribes. The scribes' teaching must have stood as a pitiful example in comparison with that of the teachings of Jesus. The people noticed the difference immediately that the teachings of Jesus had with those of the scribes. For the teachings that Jesus spoke of touched the hearts and the lives of those people. For Jesus spoke the gospel to them. He spoke a message of forgiveness and salvation. Whereas the scribes, they were more interested in the length of fringes and the size of phylacteries. And so they expounded and explained the Levitical code so that it would apply to every situation of the people's lives. Certainly this must have made for a great abundance of boring homiletic materials every Sabbath day. And the people noticed. They were not fooled. They saw the difference that Jesus' teaching had. Now there's a lesson to be learned in this for ourselves. Authority made the difference in Jesus' teaching. It makes the same difference in our teaching. You know, we can teach as the scribes did. We can explain every minute detail of the law so it fits into people's lives. We can preach a social gospel. We can preach the fatherhood of God and the brotherhood of man, but somehow it will not touch the lives of people. It will not give them the message that they need and want to hear, the message that their sins can and are forgiven in Jesus Christ. So we need to use this same authority that Jesus used, preach the same message that he preached. And people will notice the difference that authority makes in our preaching and teaching. Secondly, the authority that Jesus has enables him to do great things. In the synagogue, there was a man there who had an unclean spirit, and Jesus commanded him to be silent and come out of the man, and he did. And that unclean spirit recognized the authority that Jesus had because he recognized him as the Son of God. And Jesus proclaimed his authority over that man. And here again, the people noticed the difference. They saw what had happened, and they exclaimed to themselves, "What is this?" Not who is this, but what is this? For this was a tremendous contrast from what they had seen. For they exclaimed, "Here is a man who both teaches with authority and has actions that are grounded in authority." Now, we don't have the exact same authority that Jesus has. In other words, we can't cast out demons by our own power. We cannot unconditionally heal the sick or raise the dead. However, Christ has given us a tremendous authority also to do great things. In other words, he has given us the authority to preach his word, to administer the sacraments, and also to forgive sins. This is a tremendous authority, for it is through the word and the sacrament that the Holy Spirit works. He works through these means to create faith in people who by their own power could never come to know or believe in God. And to think that this kind of a faith can be created in a person is just as tremendous of a deed as casting out a demon. Now, certainly, the goals of all our ministries would be that people would notice the authority that we have, that they would notice the authority that does make a difference, Jesus' authority. And people would see the difference in our teachings from the teachings of all the people of the world. That people would be coming to our churches and Bible classes to hear this teaching of authority. However, this cannot be our goal if we have that for our own self-glorification. We can only exclaim the authority that Jesus has if we are doing that that he may be glorified. For we must decrease, but he must increase. Therefore, in order that we may continue to proclaim the Epiphany theme today, namely that Jesus' power is manifest in the world for the salvation of all people, let us continue to use the authority that does make a difference. Amen.